Howdy. Well, happy to have you all here today. You know, I say it's happy to have you all here today. But you know what's interesting is that happiness can be kind of a tricky, sort of a fleeting thing. The thing is that happiness is not always something that is easy to put your finger on, because sometimes it can be fleeting and it can change from moment to moment. There was a time, it was a few years back, where I ended up spending a few weeks in Guatemala, and a few of us went up into these mountains, and we ended up going to a place that had zip lining. And as we were there, and we were all realizing just how long and just how far it was going to go, and we're all really nervous and really excited all at the same time. With it, though, is as each person was traveling down, and they would take a different pose or a different way of doing it as they were going, and people would video the whole thing as they were going down. And I was somewhere around maybe, you know, third, fourth to last or whatever, and I get on there, and as I'm going, I start singing the Greatest American Hero theme song. I'm just like, believe it or not, I'm walking on air. And I go through the entire song. It is literally such a long zip line that I can go through the entire theme song all the way down. And people are laughing and everything from both sides. And I finally get to the end, and I was like, oh, that was great. And they take me down, and I was like, okay, who recorded it? Nobody recorded it. Any of it. Talk about going from this happy, excited moment to such a big letdown. This moment of not only was it exciting, but frankly, I loved the way that it happened the whole time. But I wasn't going to be able to share it with anybody back home after all. The thing is that even though it was this wonderful moment, just like that, the happiness started to drift away. And that's the thing about it, is that happiness in life, it's tricky. All right? We look for things that bring us happiness in life. But the difficulty is, how do we stay happy when we're disappointed? Or is happiness actually the same thing as joy? Is happiness actually something that we're always supposed to pursue? See, the thing is that finding happiness is not a bad thing, but the question is it always a good thing? Is it always a necessary thing? Is that the whole goal of joy, is trying to feel happy? And that's the thing that we're going to be looking at today, because we want to ask this question, is that if joy is something that is the fruit of the Spirit, the question is though, what about happiness as a whole? And why is it that happiness and pleasure are so hard to find in today's world? See, the thing is that when we ask this question of why is pleasure so hard today, make sure that I at least explain a little bit about why it is that happiness even happens at all. Turns out that there are different chemicals that happen that can create happy feelings inside of you. There is dopamine, endorphins, oxytocin, serotonin. Dopamine comes whenever you're eating food or achieving goals, completing a task, or you take care of yourself. Endorphins happen when you're exercising or listening to music, watching a movie, or laughing. Oxytocin happens when you're socializing with people, when someone touches you, whenever you are petting animals or helping other people. And serotonin is whenever you're out in the sun, or you're being more mindful of what's happening, or you're in nature, or meditating on something. The thing is that these different chemicals can create this feeling of happiness that can be connected to what you're doing or what's happening around you. But turns out there's also something more that happens with one of them. Dopamine also includes whenever we are anticipating something. So it's not just what happens when we're actually enjoying the thing that we're looking forward to, but it's even the process of looking forward to it in the first place. But it turns out that it's not just when you're looking forward to something that brings you that happiness, but even levels of uncertainty. When you're not always positive that you're going to get what you're looking for. It can even create a little bit extra feeling. Now, with that is to realize that this is one of the reasons why people are so addicted to their social media today. The idea that someone is going to post something out into the world and they're spending the whole time hoping that somebody likes it or says something nice. Because then what you can do on your phone is you can quickly go and check and see, but you're not sure. You're not sure if somebody has said something nice or clicked like on it. So not only is it bolstering this dopamine because of the fact that you can go and check and that there's a possibility of someone saying something nice, but also a little bit of uncertainty because you're not sure that they will. See, it turns out that in today's world, we keep hyping up one of the chemicals that brings us happiness, and then we end up struggling with regular things in everyday life that should create that same feeling. See, it turns out that in today's world, we have instant gratification. We don't have to wait or wonder. We can check things automatically. And even though we have a little bit of uncertainty, all we have to do is keep scrolling to the next thing and try to hope that something else gives us that same feeling. The thing is, though, is that the more we do it, the less satisfying it is. And even more than that is that with the level of stress that we have in the world today, is that we are constantly trying to find something that can give us that dopamine rush. And even more than that, not even just smartphones, but many other addictions as well. Food, drugs, alcohol, intimacy. There are many things today that people constantly push because they are desperate to feel some level of pleasure, have something to make them feel happy. But the thing with this is that enjoying things, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just the idea to realize that the enjoyment of something is not the goal. It's not the final point of everything because joy is meant to be more than just an emotion. Because the more that we end up latching onto that, the more likely we are to miss out on the things that really matter. But that also then ends up pointing us to John the Baptist. Because we want to be asking a question about somebody who may have been denied a lot of things that most people would have found to make them happy. I mean, what was it that gave John joy in his life? It's to realize that John was living out in the middle of the wilderness. It's to realize that he didn't have someone to spend his life with. He didn't have material possessions or goods. He didn't have the typical things that might bring people happiness on a regular basis. And yet, what was it that kept him going? See, John, he was looking for the Christ. He was willing to deny the things that would typically make him feel happy because they would end up bringing true joy both to him and to others. But then this question came when Jesus actually came on the scene. Was his anticipation that brought him so much joy for so long actually satisfied? The thing is that there were many passages that John might be thinking of as he eventually found himself sitting in a prison cell. If you were to think of all the things that we listed that might end up causing us to feel a sense of happiness, whether it might be contact with the people that we love, or being out in the sunshine, or getting to accomplish goals, or all sorts of things, enjoying the food that we have, John was in a place where none of those would have been available. So what was it that he had to look forward to actually bring him some level of satisfaction, some level of joy? He might have been thinking about the passage in Isaiah, the one that Jesus himself had quoted, when he was saying, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And yet, where was John? Sitting in that prison, waiting for liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who were bound. He had been waiting for so long, and now the thing that he was expecting, it wasn't there. What sort of hurt, what sort of feelings of struggle must he have been going through at that point? To the point where he has to send his people to go and speak to Jesus and say, "Are you really the one that we are looking for?" We are continually scandalized, offended, when something or someone is not what we were hoping for. We are offended, we are frustrated when what it is that we were looking forward to doesn't live up to it. We expect one thing, but we receive another. But what does that mean that we reject what God may be doing? See, that's the thing about this, is that Jesus is speaking to the fact that John is over there, and as much as John had done such great work, is what is John struggling with? The offense that Jesus' work would somehow not be fulfilled in what John was dealing with. The thing is though, what does Jesus respond with? Was there room for John to see what Jesus was actually doing? The thing is, we look at all the things that Jesus was doing and we wonder, how could John wonder or doubt? The thing is that we look at what Jesus proclaims, the eyes of the blind are open, the ears of the deaf are unstopped. Those who cannot walk are able to leap like deer. The ones who cannot speak, their tongues will shout for joy. The dead have been raised, and good news is preached to the poor. But could John still find joy in what was happening? Could John look beyond the struggle he had at that point to see that the true goals were being accomplished? But maybe more than that, are we able to see beyond our disappointments to look at what is actually being accomplished in us and in our world? The thing is that joy goes beyond a given moment. Joy is not something that just is waiting to make sure that at that moment we could try to fulfill some chemical reaction that we need to get ourselves moving and motivated. The thing is that Jesus' ministry was meant to bear fruit beyond just the temporary. The thing is that as much as I was frustrated that at that moment the thing that I was hoping for wasn't there, at the same time, what I also realized was that I had provided an opportunity for the people that were there who had so much joy and happiness from what was happening that they just lost track of being able to record it. Wasn't that maybe more meaningful than posting a video to people that are maybe going to spend 5 to 10 seconds on it and then ignore it from then on? The thing with it is, many times we miss out on what is truly bearing fruit for the long term because we want to find some happiness in the moment. Looking at what it is, it's what's happening right here and right now. But the same thing is true about our lives of faith. The thing is that our lives of faith are more than just what is happening immediately. Are we willing and ready to see that? Because didn't you notice how many things that can actually bring happiness into our life? It wasn't just this list of immediate things, not just eating food and having something immediate that happens to you, but connection with other people. Taking time to slow down and to look at what's happening in your life. To be able to set goals that you can meet. and to then be able to meet them and continue to care for yourself, but also to take care of yourself, to exercise, to push yourself in ways where you get a chance to become more than what you were before, to learn, to grow, to laugh. Because I almost never laugh when I'm scrolling on social media today. The thing is that our life of faith is about growth and being built up and learning and trying new things and discovering more about God. Are we living for that? The thing is that the joy of this season goes beyond the happiness of today. The joy of the season is more than just these specific events that we end up putting on and going through. The joy of God is something that takes time. And it's for things that truly matter. Because the thing is that whenever we know that we are going through the struggles, the times where we have to push, the times whenever things don't always immediately give us some level of happiness, is to be able to look at things that matter, like faith and life, purpose, doing things that are right even when it isn't easy, but especially sharing the good news of Christ Jesus with the world. All of these things that are happening in this season, are we utilizing them to bring people to know Christ Jesus? But also even taking time for the little pleasures. The thing is that when things may be hard, there can still be little things that end up bringing sparks of joy to you. And if you can't find them from somebody else, they can also happen when you do things for other people. That joy can actually be created when you find ways to serve one another. Not just to be able to look at some things where, did it make me giddy? Because the thing is that Jesus himself, well, looking at the things that are on here, Jesus knew how to have fun. Clearly, as much as John the Baptist was very much in the wilderness, very serious with his life, Jesus was somebody who could go out and find joy and even have a drink of wine with people. The thing is, though, that he did not allow those things to be at the expense of his purpose and his meaning in life. And more than just the present, because we're not just animals that respond to some stimulus in a lab. We are children of God with new life, of meaning and purpose. And maybe if you discover that you're bored, whether bored here in your life of faith or bored in your life every day, is to find out that there are things that you could try that may be new, that end up discovering something that you hadn't seen before. There may be something new for you to study or to learn, or maybe try a different small group from where you've been, or maybe you haven't had a chance to volunteer somewhere, and you have the opportunity now that you realize maybe your time is more available, or even ways in which you might actually be able to see that you have a gift that you never discovered before. With so many ways that are happening, is that sometimes it takes time. Sometimes the gratification has to be delayed. It may not happen right now. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next month. It may take time. But that's also when we know that it is real and that it is true. Are we willing to take longer? Because how many years did it take that Mary and Joseph had to see their child grow up, waiting to see the salvation of Israel? And even more than that is to push through the death that would be required to do so. Sometimes joy takes time, and there may be some deeper things that are happening in your life right now. Maybe there are times where you may need to go through therapy or other ways of talking with somebody. There are those who do need medication. There are those who need a stronger sense of community. And even for those who have struggled with addiction in the past, to have those who hold them accountable. Or maybe times where you've struggled and you've been afraid to do the same. But you're not going to find the joy that you really are looking for if you're not willing to take the time to do the work that is needed. Because true joy takes time. It is not something where you're going to immediately find it and then be able to hold on to it. It will be something that is in here. It is something that dwells in us by God's Spirit. It is something that sometimes ebbs and flows in our feelings, but is always true in our life. Because nothing takes away what truly matters. The joy that is ours in Christ Jesus that lasts for all of eternity. So while we may be wondering why something that lasts 2, 3, 4 minutes, why we can't seem to hold on to that feeling of happiness any longer, that's not the joy that we have to look forward to. And more than that, we are made for more than just this moment. We are made for eternity. So may we spend more time living our lives today as if we truly believe in the joy of life everlasting. Thanks be to God.